Hare Krishna. We welcome you on the most auspicious occasion of Deepavali or Diwali, which for many Hindus marks the end of the past year and brings us to the beginning of the next year. But perhaps more important, Deepavali commemorates the return of Lord Ramachandra from his 14 years of exile to his capital city of Ayodhya. And the citizens, to welcome him, lit all the pathways with lamps, deepas. They put deepas on their rooftops, in their windows, and thus they welcomed Lord Ramchandra, the personality of Godhead. So we also want to welcome Lord Ramachandra in our hearts. We want to receive him in our hearts and enthrone him there. But in order to do so, we have to clean our heart so that it is a fit place for him to sit and rule over us. And the process of cleaning the heart is hearing and chanting about the Lord. Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridanta Stil Yabhadrani Vidunoti Surit Satam. That hearing about Krishna, and Lord Ramchandra is also an incarnation of Krishna. Hearing about Krishna is itself a pious activity. And by that activity, the Lord is pleased. And from within the heart, he helps the devotee to cleanse the dirty things, the inauspicious things, the desires for material enjoyment. Surit satam. Surit means well-wishing friend. And satam means devotee. Sat means truth or eternal existence. Truth is eternal. And Srila Prabhupada translates surit satam as the well-wishing benefactor of the truthful devotee. In other words, if a devotee is duplicitous, hypocritical, he shows that he wants God or Krishna, but actually he wants material enjoyment or even impersonal liberation, he is not being truthful. So Surit Satam means the Lord is the well-wisher of the truthful devotee who is without duplicity. He's simple. He simply wants to serve the Lord. Otherwise, cleaning the heart is very difficult. It is beyond our capacity to remove material desires from within the heart. But we can undertake the process of chanting and hearing, and if we are sincere in it, we do it with the intention of cleaning the heart, then the Lord helps. He himself takes up the work. So, after Lord Ramachandra assumed the throne of Ayodhya, he ruled. It's described he ruled the people with great affection, just like a father cares for his children. And the citizens also loved Lord Ramachandra, just like the children love the father. So it was a very beautiful relationship between Lord Ramachandra and his citizens. And the rule of Lord Ramachandra is called Ram Rajya. And people hanker for that Ram Rajya. Sometimes in India there are political parties that take up this name or this slogan, Ram Rajya. But if we really want Ram Rajya, we have to follow the principles of Lord Ram. Srila Prabhupada used to say, people want the kingdom of God without God. So people want all the benefits of Ram Rajya, but without surrendering to Lord Ram. But surrender is a difficult process. Once you do surrender, it's really not that difficult, but to make the decision to surrender, to have the determination to surrender, is difficult for most people. And therefore the Lord came again 500 years ago as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gave an easy method for cleansing the heart and at the same time developing love for Godhead. And that was through the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. He quoted a verse from Shastra, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevana, Stevana, Steva, Gatiranyata. When you chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names of Lord Hari, Krishna, there is no other way, no other way, no other way for success in the present age. So there are four ages, or yugas, that repeat in cycles, like the four seasons. There's Satva Yug, Treta Yug, Dwapara Yug, and the present age, which is Kali Yug. And in each age, a different method of self-realization is recommended. In Satva Yug, it is meditation. In Treta Yug, it is the performance of Vedic sacrifices. In Dwapara Yug, it is elaborate temple worship. And in the present age, Kali Yug, it is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So, although Lord Ramachandra ruled in Treta Yuga, but under his protection, all of the citizens were completely happy and satisfied, just like in Satva Yuga, the golden age. But we can achieve the same success, even in Kali Yuga, by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And so, on this auspicious occasion, I will read a verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada from the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapters 10 and 11, there is a short version of the Ramayana. Actually, Ramayana means any story of the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And the most elaborate and most authentic version, which is accepted by proper devotees, is the Valmiki Ramayana in Sanskrit. And the summary of Ramayana, or a summary of the Ramayana, is found in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So after describing the whole history, how Lord Ramchandra appeared, how he won the hand of Sita Devi in marriage, how he was obliged to go in exile in the forest, how Ravana kidnapped Sita Devi, how Lord Ramchandra gathered an army in the forest of monkeys and bears and other forest creatures, how they crossed the ocean to Lanka, how ultimately Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana and reclaimed Sita, how Sita was tested in fire and emerged pure, and then ultimately, as we described, how Lord Ramachandra returned to Ayodhya and ruled. And even the later pastimes, leading up until Lord Ramachandra's departure, along with his associates, back to his original abode, the spiritual kingdom of God in the spiritual sky. But here's one nice verse that comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10, The Pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, Text 53. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Text 53. Nadi Vyadi Jara Glani Dukkha Shoka Baya Klama Mityus Channich Chitam Nasid Rame Rajan Yadhok Sajay. When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear, and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All these facilities existed because of Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately. Even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages, it is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we chant offenselessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Rama was immensely popular and beneficial. And the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. So this is a very striking series of statements, beginning with the verse itself. Just imagine no bodily or mental suffering, no disease, no lamentation, no fear, no fatigue. Wouldn't that be nice? None of the modern politicians even begin to promise these benefits. Huh? Yeah, they're struggling to push through universal health care just to mitigate the miseries of disease and old age. But if we invoke the presence of Lord Ramachandra, there wouldn't even be any disease. There wouldn't even be death for those who didn't want it. So this is possible by chanting the holy names, as we've discussed. And, very important, by spreading the Hare Krishna movement. That means we have a responsibility not only for ourselves to chant the holy names, or for our family to encourage our family members to chant. But we also have a responsibility to society to spread the Hare Krishna movement. And we should do that. Actually, we have so many duties. It's described also in the ninth canto that when Lord Ramachandra ruled, all the citizens performed all of their duties according to Varna and Ashram perfectly. We don't do that. We can't do that. We don't even try. And even when we try, we don't succeed. And we have so many obligations according to Varna Ashram Dharma. To family members, to society, to living entities in general, to forefathers, to demigods, even to animals who give service to us. We have so many obligations. We have so many debts to pay. And those are paid by proper performance of one's duties and obligations in Varnashram Dharma. But in Kali Yuga, we don't follow Varnashram Dharma. And therefore, we are debtors, we are defaulters. Actually, we're defaulters in paying our debts. And we are sinful. In the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna tells Krishna that not fulfilling my duties to my family members, kula dharma, and to society in general, I am committing mahapap, greatly sinful activities. So we're all actually greatly sinful. We're not fulfilling our duties. We're not paying our debts. But all of these can be liquidated by serving Lord Krishna, by taking fully to devotional service to Lord Krishna. There's a beautiful verse in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that says that if one takes wholeheartedly to the service of Lord Krishna, he is not a debtor to human beings, to rishis and demigods, to living entities in general, to family, to ancestors, so many debts that we have. If someone takes fully to the devotional service of Mukunda, Krishna, he has no more debts and obligations. And that can be fulfilled in the present age of Kali by surrendering fully to the process of Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy names, and working to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And this great mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been brought to us in the Western world, and actually to people all over the world, by Srila Prabhupada, who established ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to execute the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the previous acharyas. So we should cooperate with this mission. And that's the only way that we will become free from all the debts we owe, free from the sin of not properly performing our duties according to Varnashram Dharma. It's the only way to be free of that maha pap, that great sin of failing to discharge one's duties to family, immediate family, extended family, and society, and ultimately the demigods, and ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we invite you, we request you, we implore you to please join with us in this noble mission, and chant the holy names and spread the Hare Krishna movement, distribute this knowledge and this process to anyone and everyone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amar agyai guru hai tare desh, yare deke tarikaha Krishna upadesh. That whoever you are, wherever you are, it doesn't matter, but just repeat the message of Krishna, Krishna upadesh, which is very simple. Just repeat the message of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should become his devotee. Always think of him. Bow down to him and worship him. It's very simple. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. And repeat the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the message of the Shastra, that Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama eva kirpa. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. In this way you will discharge your duties, you'll become free from all debts, you'll please Krishna, you'll become happy, you'll make others happy, and you'll induce this situation where there's no mental or physical suffering, and everyone is happy and friendly in the service of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So we wish you, well, we wish that you take up this message in the year to come. I mean, yes, I do wish you a happy new year, but there's a process to having a happy year, and the process is to take up the chanting of the holy names and distribution of the holy names. So I wish you a happy new year with the understanding that there is a process for being happy and keeping it happy. So we wish you a happy new year in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Oh, we have been given 5 more minutes. It's like Ram Raja. It's like the class doesn't have to die if you don't want it to die. I wanted those 5 more minutes, and I got them. Yes. He asks that I spoke about surrendering, and he wonders when one is said to be fully surrendered. Well, surrender really means to follow the instructions. Like if there's a war and one side is being defeated, then they surrender. We surrender, unconditional. You know, don't kill us. Unconditional surrender means we'll do whatever you tell us to do. So we're all being defeated in the hard struggle for material existence. We're all being inflicted with, birth, disease, old age, and death. So we surrender. Okay, I surrender. I can't fight you anymore. I surrender. Devihi shugunamai mama maya durate. This material nature consisting of the 3 modes is very difficult to overcome. But mam evie prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. One who surrenders to Krishna can easily overcome it. So surrender to Krishna means to follow his instructions, follow the process. As far as when one can say one is fully surrendered, well, yes, we should see the other devotees are surrendering, they're making a genuine effort, but we should never think that we're fully surrendered. A pure devotee never thinks that he's fully surrendered, he never thinks that he's a pure devotee, he never thinks that he's perfect. He always thinks he's not a devotee. He's not surrendered. He should become a devotee. He should surrender more. Then we can improve. And as soon as we think we're perfect, then we're fallen. As soon as you think you're perfect, that you have nothing to learn from anyone, that you have nothing to do better, then you're fallen. But with others, we should appreciate they're surrendering, they're making an effort, they're progressing. But with ourselves, we should always think, I'm not surrendered, I'm not serving properly, I'm not doing enough, I should do more, I should do better. So we have 30 seconds, and we will use these precious moments to chant the Panchatattva mantra, because by the mercy of the Panchatattva, we can nicely chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. So please repeat. Sri Krishna.
Sri Krishna.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Advaita.
Sri Advaita.
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
Srivas.
Srivas.
Adi Gaur.
Adi Gaur.
Bhaktavrinda.
Bhaktavrinda.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
What's next?
One more question. Anybody
else? We can keep chanting. Or?
Yeah.
Well, he says, yeah, we'll keep chanting. What could be better than chanting? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And now we'll do, we began with two names at a time, then four names at a time. Now we'll do eight names at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. Now we'll do all 16. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. So, I will read another verse. I alluded to it in my talk, but this is a very beautiful verse and purport. It is text 51, just two verses before the one I read. Tretayan vart manayam kala krita samo bhavat rame rajani dharmagye sarva bhuta sukhavahe. Lord Ramachandra became king during Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, The age was like Satyayuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Among the four ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satya Yuga can be invoked. The Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. Kalar dosa nide rajan asti hieko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajat. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. What is the good quality of Kali Yuga? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.51. If people take to the Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, they will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga, and the people of this age will be happy, as people were in Satyayuga, the golden age. This is the blessing of Lord Ramachandra, who appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Gaurasundar. Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki jai, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.